Hey everyone, Beth Barani here, coming to you for the How to Write the Future podcast. I am doing a limited series for you on how to transform your novel with the 7 editing tips for best-selling success. So How to Write the Future podcast is a podcast for science fiction and fantasy writers to help you create positive, optimistic futures in your stories. That's the mission. I am a creativity coach and writing teacher, and I am fascinated with both the process of writing, creativity, and getting the work done. So that's what I'm here to help you do. I'm going to share with you today a few tips, and actually I'm going to be doing a series. So over the next 4 episodes, we'll be covering these 7 tips. I'm keeping them short and sweet. And then stay tuned to the end because I have a special invitation for you. So in this series, I am going to cover my thoughts on what it takes to be a bestseller. Today, I'm just going to talk about my stance. So stay tuned to the end. Like I said, I'm going to be sharing with you a special offer and invitation. So in this short series that I'm doing, these 4 episodes, I'm going to talk about unique models and frameworks that you can use to edit your novel. I'm also going to talk about actionable steps that you can take right now to attract your ideal reader. And the whole point of all of this is so that you can unleash your story's potential and transform your manuscript into a publish-ready masterpiece. I believe that writers write to be read. Oh, we write for ourselves. We write for our friends. We write for the world. So my mission is to help you bring your book out into the world, a book that you feel proud of, not a book that follows some cookie cutter or some written or unwritten expectation. But I am really interested in your unique and singular vision and bringing that out into the world. So on that end, these next 4 episodes are going to invite you to assess your strengths and weaknesses, focus on genre, center your character, align your language. So this is very important. And this is something I say to my sites all the time. We write for ourselves and we edit for our readers. So if you're listening to this and you're like, but I don't have a first draft finished, I encourage you to keep writing and write for yourself, for the joy of it, for the love of it, because you are just into it. And then when it comes to editing, that's when we start to think about our readers, reader expectations, and the marketplace. But if you are stuck in your first draft, it may be because you're thinking too much about editing and all that comes with it. So listen to this when you're ready for editing and go and write your book. And here is a statement that I have heard so much, so often, is that writing is rewriting. It is quite an amazing process to be able to take a first draft and turn it into something that others enjoy, love, they even forget they're reading. It is so wonderful. So I'm going to end on this for part 1, and I encourage you to go ahead and wait and listen to part 2 when it comes out next week, Monday, for more on my 7 tips for best-selling success. I want you to think about how we could follow a recipe for editing, and there's lots of recipes out there, step by step. Or we could take what we know about how to edit a novel and tailor it, customize it to you. And that's what I have my attention on when I teach in my mastermind program. So let me just tell you a few bits and pieces about that program. We teach a 12-month long program for science fiction and fantasy writers. And our whole attention in this mastermind program is to help you take your first draft, which, by the way, awesome. Congratulations for finishing a first draft. We help you unleash the story's potential that is there in your beautiful, messy first draft, transform that into a publish-ready masterpiece. Now, we have room for 3 more people in this program right now. We accept people all year round, but right now I'm doing a big marketing push and inviting people in to our program. In this 12-month group mastermind program, we teach and coach you to develop a discerning eye so that you can do the story edits and line edits of your own story. And we do that in a small group, in an intimate group, where you get to both edit other people's work and get input on your own and do it in a very supportive, constructive environment. We focus on story editing or developmental editing to help you shape the story into a compelling read. And that tends to look at the big picture story elements. And then there's line editing. We also focus on line editing to help you create that easy to read novel while keeping your unique voice and style. This is where we get down to the word level. Story and developmental editing is about the story, where the scenes are, the order of scenes, what scenes do you need, the character arcs, are they clear? Line editing, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of words. So I want to leave you today with this quote. What would life be if we had no courage to attempt anything? A quote, a beautiful quote by Vincent Van Gogh. So think about it. We need courage to do anything creative in life. And I invite you to step into your courage and decide if now is the time to come and edit your novel with us. Because creativity is our superpower. With the power of the imagination, we can bring curiosity, courage, compassion, and connection and get our novels edited. Here's my special offer and invitation. If you're curious about working together and you want to explore if this group is right for you, definitely schedule a complimentary call. The link will be in the description. And like I said, I have 3 spots open for the group and I have only 1 spot open for working solo with me. All right. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Please do like and share this podcast if you are a fan, if you think a friend of yours would benefit from it, and write long and prosper.